ladies and gentlemen, and I emphasize ladies, welcome to a long-awaited Sterling Dam rendition of House Money Sports. I'm Wolfman J, back on the scene. We're back. We are back. Blackhawks are not back. We're fucking back. Or I'm back, at least, for right now. With Shark and Grizzle, I don't know. We'll see what happens there. I'm pretty sure I can get Shark to snooze through the last half hour of a couple episodes with me at minimum. But we'll see how that goes. But for right now, I think it's just what we should do right now is just level set. Maybe get a little level set city. Talk about what's been going on. It's been a long 3 years, boys and girls. It's been a long 3 years. So maybe we talk about what's been going on. This thing has no direction. This is an evolution. And hopefully by the end of it, we have a little plan put together and we have a little organization going on. But for right now, this is just a little placeholder, basically, that I want to put in place to just announce that, you know, House Money Sports is back on the fucking scene. You know, with that said, the shit that I like to talk about the most, and this is what I like to talk about the most, but definitely not limited to, are Chicago sports, all sports, fantasy sports. I'm a degenerate gambler. So I'm definitely part of Degenerate Nation. I'm going to bring a lot of that stuff. I like to talk about under the radar sports that I really have no interest in. However, something might catch my interest every like once in a while that I like to talk about, you know, maybe there's a water polo tournament in, you know, Buffalo, New York, and there's a guy that fires 97 mile an hour fucking fastballs, and no goaltender can stop him because he's an absolute fucking wagon. He's a fucking unit, and you know, he just fires the water polo ball, which I don't even know, like, you know what? And we're coming full circle here because I remember we asked this question. Maybe this is the first Q&A. Maybe this is the first Q&A that we can talk about. What do you call a water polo ball? See, this is the stuff that I want to bring to the people. You know what I mean? This is it. Like, what do you call a water polo ball? Is it a ball? Is it a polo? Hey, go get the polo. Is that what you say? Is that how you say it? You know, it looks like a volleyball. I think it's probably manufactured in the same place that volleyballs are manufactured. Feels like the weight would probably be the same by the looks of it. So, you know, we do have a water polo guy. We do have a water polo guy. So maybe we just got to talk to him. Either way, that's the type of shit we're going to talk about, but not limited to, you know, maybe some true crime, you know, maybe some true crime sneaks its way in here. You never know. So, you know, basically, yeah, this was just a placeholder. I just wanted to, you know, see what happens, check the Anchor app, see what's going on, you know, let the people know that we're back on the scene. So, and, you know, keep that in your back pockets, you know, and until next time, it won't be long. You'll see me. It'll be way before 3 years or however long it's been, maybe 2 years, two and a half, three, somewhere in there. It'll be before that. I'll be back. And, you know, we're going to talk about some sports. One of my favorite topics right now is the Bears quarterback situation. I'm definitely going to touch on that one. But, I mean, we're coming up on 4 minutes here. Yeah, probably already lost the millennials. Great thing about this app now is you get the analytics. I know exactly the demographic that we're in right now. We're hitting big 35 to 44 age group. That's our range right there. And that's how old we are. So that's the range that we're hitting. The millennials are checking in, you know, like the younger millennials. We're talking early 20s. I don't even know if they're millennials. It might be Gen Z. But either way, they're checking in at about 3%. So they already checked out. You know, they give it about 4 minutes and they check out. You got to come up with some heavy hitters for those guys to stay invested. So, but I mean, yeah, so we're going to talk about everything. Let's fucking end this. Let's fucking end this little one right here. We got a placeholder in place. We're back. Let's go. Bled out.